next one's teleconference, which is 45.
Be right next door to the one we just did.
There's Shoals Bend.
Should be 33023.
Where's it at, so we can kind of look at it before we call?
Pay 53,000.
Yeah, but where's it at? There's a bunch of them. Some of them's over 75,000 when we first started in.
He says recent appraised by BOE, 20,000. I don't know what that means.
Looks, I mean,
he purchased it in 2005.
What do you mean we've already said it?
Let me see what the
idea is. This is his comment. It's his comment. He says $20,000 recent appraised.
Chuck Fennell made a motion to approve. Let's look and see where we're at.
2015.
Oh, he's got 6,080 market value.
5,358. It was not heard last year. There was a motion made not to hear it last year.
I don't see where it says we did 20,000. Anywhere.
I don't even know why he put that in his conference.
But isn't it over where the $15,000 ones are at?
Yes, sir. It's at the end of the Shady Oak Shore, which is nearly, not the farthest, but quite a ways from the lake.
It looks like it's a pretty good size lot, though. It's
5.35 acres.
Motion set at 15,000.
I second.
You can call them if you want to.
That is telecom.
Mark, should I go ahead and call him? And
yep. Right to
him? Yep.
Yep.
We haven't.
Okay. Sorry about
that. Did we not?
No. It's still, there's a motion and a second.
It's a phenomenon with three eyes.
And.
You want to wait?
I wanted to get him on the phone.
Okay, bring it. A phenomenon. Okay. There's no generals on that, is there?
If you start talking about candidates and they're in the hall,
Daddy's not running.
I'm not running.
Bob's not up until November.
Who am I talking to here? Christopher.
Phenomenon,
I told you. It was a three-eyed phenomenon.
Please leave your message for 310-270-3447.
Hello. Hello, this is Mike Schofield. I'm with the Board of Equalization here in Taney County, and we're here meeting on your property on Shoal Bend, Lot 44. And we're at 417-546, what's the number?
7249.
7249, if you get this message and want to call us, we're taking your matter up here in the next few minutes. So, thank you. We have a motion and a second to set it at 15,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You'll be receiving a letter in the mail in the next 2 weeks.
I've closed it.
Stating the same. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, Mars.
Look at that middle name.
I thought we were voting on the voicemail there.
You know what? It's off that first. Look at that middle name.
Tanapat.
Tanapat.
Tanapat. It's like, you know, they have, you know, tan down the sun, tan path.
This is not till 3:30, you can always try and call early.
Let's do that and get this rolling through.
That's Belk, so who is our agent?
No. You want me? I can go ahead and try to call him.
Yeah, just go ahead and try to call him. If he answers, we'll get it through, and if it See what they got to do. Do they have an appraisal they sent in or anything?
No, he compared it to Cole. He had the square feet. They had a point.
You have reached Don Barnhill Associates. To reach Don Barnhill, press 2-1. One moment, please.
Don Barnhill. I'll be out of the office Wednesday afternoon, July 20th, through Tuesday morning on the 26th of July. I will return. If you would leave a message, and we'll call you back then.
No.
If you need immediate assistance, please.
What's that?
You got a cell phone up there.
All right. Is that 205?
Say
1194.
Look, you got 4994 up there. I can't even see.
3250. Sorry, the number you have reached is not in service. Please check them.
205-862. I got 865. 1194, all right. Hello, I'm Mike Schofield. I'm here with the Board of Equalization in Taney County, and we're taking up a property at the Branson Landing, Belks Incorporated. And we're calling just a little bit early. Are you available?
Okay. I'm opening everything up right now.
All right. I'm Mike Schofield.
Who should I address?
Well, you're on speakerphone, and we have three members of the Board of Equalization. We have the county clerk, and the assessor is here.
Okay.
All
right. Well, I have spoken with the appraisal staff and the assessor, so I'll say hello to him again. So, but the rest of y'all, I appreciate y'all taking the time to kind of discuss this situation. As I'd explained to the staff, we tracked this property for Belk, and quite honestly, we missed, I guess, what I would call the reval year being last year. It didn't show up in our database until this year, so in talking to the staff, they indicated that they would not be able to do anything about value that we would have to file it to the board. So we did that. I had sent copies of kind of the pro forma that we used to take a look at the value of these properties. And I'd like to go over that. If you'll, I guess, go to what I would call page 6, which is the page following the federal authorization statement. And it's really kind of a summary page of how we look at it, and I've included kind of the support data for the way we do this. But this obviously is a ground leased property. We do pay a little over $2 in ground rent, but for the purposes of how we kind of take a look at this, we treat it as though it would be triple net leased, so that if Belfort 2 had vacated, you know, whoever would come in would lease the building and get the quiet enjoyment of it as well as the land, which, you know, in the case of a ground rent, that's really done for the purposes of financing and appreciating the value of the land through that process. So with all that being said, we proposed about a $4.50 rent. There is support data for that, and I'll kind of get to that towards the end. But if you took that $4.50 rent gave a 5% vacancy and 5% expenses, which are not uncommon, these aren't actual, these are more pro forma based. Obviously, when it comes to expenses, you could find yourself paying as much as 5% in management fees alone. So a 5% expense is really quite reasonable in terms of the vacancy. Obviously, it's completely occupied, but within the marketplace in Branson, I don't know specifically what your vacancy rate is for retail, but I suspect that it is greater than 5% in the grand scheme of things. And then we capped it at 8.54, which gave a value of roughly, of $3,250,000. I would say that in talking to the staff, one of the things that I think is, you know, really most pertinent is there is a Kohl's in what I would call the neighborhood. It's not specifically in the shopping center, but it is just down the street. Very similarly sized, and that particular store is valued as a building-only account at $52 a foot, whereas this store, although we don't have much land, it's really what I would call a footprint, you know, we're being valued at $69 a foot. So if I kind of followed that up and said that, you know, if I took the Kohl's value and put it towards the belt square footage, you know, the value for the store then becomes a little less than $3,600,000. As a matter of fact, if you add the $30,000 worth of land to this total, you get just over $3,600,000. So I think what I would really say is that, you know, one of the prongs that we would most be looking at here would be more kind of an equalization issue as well. The previous value, and I think I'd discussed this with the staff, was $3,900,000. You know, we had not necessarily appealed that because while it was overvalued, it wasn't, you know, grossly overvalued. But, you know, now we've experienced a value increase from, you know, $3,900,000 to $4,600,000. And so, you know, it did draw our attention towards this property. So, but if you go to the next page, you'll see this property does about $126 a foot in sales, which is probably the lower half of the Belk portfolio. This is not a poor performing store, but this certainly isn't one of our better performing stores. It's in the middle somewhere, probably on the lower end, but this isn't a particularly good store, nor is it a particularly bad store for Belk. If you turn the next page, it's at the top, it says straight rent at $450. That really is the summary of the pro forma on the front page, what that would look like in actual dollars and cents. The following page, which is identified as